third pack of Makot Mishnah Dalit. Ein Kais Mishtar Chol B'Moyin. One is not allowed to write a Dak IOU note on Chol B'Moyin because it can be written afterwards. If he doesn't trust the person, or the sefer who's writing this doesn't have money for food, and this is a way of giving him some parnasa to have food v'yontif, then a reza yichlev is permitted. One should not write sefer Torah, tefillah, mezuzah, and chol hamoed. That you can't even fix one word from sefer Ezra. Yeah, Sefer Ezra is a special type of Sefer Torah, special Sefer Torah that the Kohen Gadol read in Yom Kippur. Yeah. And some say it's a Sefer Torah that Ezra wrote a kopon, and you're not allowed to do that according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Yom Kosev on Tefillah Mezuzah La'atzmoi. A person is allowed to write a Tefillah Mezuzah for himself, L'tzorech HaMitzvah, but not just for business. The Tova Al Yireichu Tzitzis. He's also allowed to make Tzitzis and Chol HaMoed, and that's where we pask. Yerecha says you should do it not with their regular tools, just do it in a fashion that's not so noticeable. It doesn't make a whole noise outside. But technically, you're allowed to make tzitzis and Chol HaMoed.